While advocates can point to some specific actions being undertaken or at least seriously discussed on police reform, the larger question of whether calls for deeper understanding of the impact that colonialism and slavery have had on modern-day society will translate to concrete action remains open. Likewise, it's too soon to tell whether policy changes that address system racism in healthcare, education, housing, and employment will result from the movement. For Coolers, just seeing the calls for such changes reverberate around the world has been a powerful moment for Black folks. While the BLM movement has grown around the world, however, it is not without its detractors, and global momentum could subside if criticism continues and grows in strength. Some commentators, for instance, have derided the movement as a neo-Marxist effort bent on dismantling critical institutions like the police and redistributing wealth by calling for reparations for slavery and endemic racism. Others have been critical of the violence and looting that has marred some protests, both in the United States and abroad. Since starting the BLM movement, however, Coolers has heard from detractors, and she believes calls for reform will not be deterred by them. Like it or not, she told Newsweek, change is happening. People on the ground are making the changes now. For the time being, at least, this much is true. No matter what language is spoken, there are serious conversations happening now in many countries about police violence towards Black people, the long-term impact of slavery, and the economic and public health risks of systemic racism that weren't being talked about as broadly and publicly as they are now. And that feels like noteworthy progress for many in the international Black Lives Matter movement. People who are on the periphery of all these issues are all of a sudden here. There are grandmas now talking about prison abolition. Berlin activist Diane Arce told Newsweek, we've gone from 0 to 100. It's exciting.